This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Monday, February 19th. The Coalition claims people smugglers are testing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese following the arrival of more than 40 asylum seekers in remote Western Australia. Mr. Albanese has shot back, accusing the opposition of playing politics with borders. It's understood a single boat carrying asylum seekers believed to be from Pakistan, Bangladesh and India arrived in northwest WA on Friday. Mr. Albanese said an update on the arrivals would be provided by Operation Sovereign Borders authorities shortly. In South Australia, a young man is fighting for life after he was struck by a car while changing a tyre on the side of the Port River Expressway. It's understood the 23-year-old pulled over in the stopping lane to change the flat on his grey Subaru Forester four-wheel drive when another driver in a silver Toyota RAV4 ploughed into him from behind before pulling over. A 71-year-old male driver was not physically injured but was taken to Queen Elizabeth Hospital where he had a sample of his blood taken. And in Victoria, the sole survivor of the deadly mushroom lunch has broken his silence a day after the wedding anniversary with his deceased wife. Pastor Ian Wilkinson returned to the Corumbara Baptist Church more than 6 months after he was left fighting for life after eating a beef Wellington lunch allegedly laced with death cap mushrooms. His wife Heather, his sister and brother-in-law died after eating the meal prepared by Leongatha woman Erin Patterson. Mr. Wilkinson spent almost 2 months in hospital recovering from the incident. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
More than half of all regional Queenslanders feel unsafe in their homes. New polling commissioned by the Courier-Mail reveals 56% of those living in regional areas feel somewhat or very unsafe in their home and community due to youth crime. That's despite just 14% of respondents saying they've actually been targeted by young criminals. And a staggering 66% of respondents say the Palaszczuk-Miles government has been too soft on youth crime. And the cost of building townhouses and apartments in New South Wales has soared in a single year, with the number of new houses to be started this year predicted to plummet. The state's biggest home builder, McDonald Jones, reports that clients are cancelling their builds as prices skyrocket, with government fees making the problem worse. Building a townhouse or apartment now costs $60,000 higher on average. And we'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.